I want to start this next session.
Jag har lust att starta den här sessionen.
By talking about the presence of God.
Med att snacka om Guds närvaro.
What is the presence of God?
Vad är Guds närvaro?
The Bible speaks about three distinct aspects of God's presence.
Bibeln fortæller om tre olika aspekter av Guds närvaro.
The omnipresence of God.
Vi snackar om the omnipresence, att Guds allestäds närvarande Gud.
The manifest presence of God.
The manifest presence of God. Det betyder den manifesterade närvaro Gud.
And the indwelling presence of God.
Och den invärande närvaro Gud.
So the omnipresence of God.
Så den allestäds närvarande Gud.
Is a presence of God that's everywhere.
Så är en närvaro av Gud som är överallt på samma tid.
Yeah, so God is everywhere.
Så Gud är överallt.
God is here now.
Han är här nu.
In this room with us.
Detta rummet.
But God is also at your house.
Men han är också hemma i huset ditt.
God is in England.
Han är i England.
In America.
Och i USA.
He's in Japan.
Och i Japan.
In Africa.
Och Afrika.
He's everywhere.
Han är överallt.
And he's here.
Och han är här.
All of God.
Hela Gud.
Is here.
Är här.
And all of God.
Och hela Gud.
Is there.
Är där.
Don't ask me to explain.
Ikke spør om jeg får meg til å forklare det.
I don't know how he does that.
Jeg vet ikke hvordan han får det til.
But I do know that he is.
Men jeg vet at han er.
Psalms.
I Salmene.
139. Verses 7 to 10.
Vers 17 til 10. 7 til 10.
Yeah. 50. Yeah. 50. Yeah. Got it wrong.
Okay. Okay, ska vi se om vi finner det. Salmerna.
Yeah, 139.
Och så vers 7-10. Där står det: Var ska jag gå från din ånd? Och var ska jag flykta från ditt åsyn? Far jag upp till himlen, så är du där. Och vill jag rädda mitt leje i dödsriket, se, där är du där. Tar jeg morgenrødens vinger, og vil jeg bo ved havets ytterste grænse, så fører også din hånd meg, og din højre hånd holder meg fast.
Yeah. Verse 11 or 10, just the 10. Yeah. Yeah. So wherever you go,
så uansett hen du går,
God is there.
Så er Gud der.
That's the omnipresence of God.
Det er Guds allesteds nærværende.
Now the manifest presence of God.
Så den manifesterte nærvær av Gud.
Before we go there.
Før vi kommer der.
So with the omnipresence of God.
Så med allesteds nærværende.
Although he's everywhere.
Når Gud er overalt.
We're not always aware of his presence.
Vil jeg altid være opmærksom på hans nærvær.
So I say he's here.
Jeg siger han er her.
He's in nature.
Han er i natur.
He's everywhere.
Han er overalt.
But we're not always conscious.
Men vi er ikke altid bevidst.
Of his presence.
Av hans nærvær.
Even though he is everywhere.
Selv om han er overalt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, would you agree with that?
Er dere enige I det, ja?
Yes. Okay. So, but the manifest presence of God.
Den manifesterte nærvær av Gud.
The word manifest.
Ordet manifest.
According to the dictionary.
Ifølge ordbogen.
Means readily perceived by the eye.
At det lett å se av øyet.
Or the understanding.
Eller forståelsen.
Something that's evident.
Noe som bevist.
Obvious.
Tydelig.
Apparent. Plain.
Yeah. Det er noe som enkelt gjort.
Yeah, that's the dictionary's definition of manifest.
Og det ordbogens betydning.
Something that can be seen.
Noe som kan ses.
Something that can be felt.
Noe som kan bli følt.
Something that is clear and obvious.
Noe som klart og tydelig.
That's the dictionary's definition of the word manifest.
Det ordbogens.
The Hebrew word.
Det hebraiske ordet.
Which describes the physical manifestations of God.
Som beskriver de fysiske manifesteringer av Gud.
Shekinah.
Shekinah.
Okay. This word. Yeah. Manifest. Okay. This is the Hebrew word.
Det det hebraiske ordet.
Shekinah.
Shekinah.
Yeah, for the manifestations of God.
At når Gud manifesterer seg.
To the senses.
Til sansene våre.
Yeah, so we can perceive him.
Så när vi kan
see him.
See him.
Yeah. Mm. So an example of this.
Ett exempel.
We can see in Matthew 3.
I Matteus 3.
Verse 16 and 17.
Matteus 3, vers 16 og 17. Da Jesus var blitt døpt, steg han straks opp av vannet, og se himlen åpne seg for ham, og han så Guds ånd stige ned som en due og komme over ham. Og se, det lød en røst fra himlen. Dette min sønn, den elskede. I ham har jeg velbehag.
Okay, so in this passage of scripture.
Så her i Bibelen.
Jesus has come to his cousin John.
Da går han til Johannes.
To be baptized.
For å bli døpt.
And Jesus is, we've discovered already.
Da har vi oppdaget allerede.
He is the physical manifestation.
At Jesus er den fysiske
God in the earth.
Manifestasjon av Gud på jorden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jesus is being baptized.
Og når Jesus da blir døpt.
And when he comes out of the water.
Og han kommer opp av vannet.
The word of God says the heavens opened.
Da åpnet himmelen seg.
The spirit comes down in the shape of a dove.
Og Guds ånd kom ned i form av en due.
And comes upon Jesus.
Og kom opp over Jesus.
And then you hear a voice of the Father from heaven speaking.
Og så hører du Gud Faders stemme fra himmelen.
So in that one scene.
Så i den ene øyeblikket.
We see the Trinity.
Da ser vi treenigheten.
Father.
Far.
Speaking.
Som taler.
Holy Spirit coming down.
Som kommer ned.
And Jesus on the earth.
Og Jesus nede på jorden.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Faderen, Sønnen og Helligånden.
Manifested.
Manifestert.
In the physical.
I fysisk.
We hear God's voice.
Guds stemme.
We see the Holy Spirit.
Helligånden.
And Jesus is there.
Og Jesus er der.
So this is the manifest presence of God.
Så det er
in one moment.
På ett øyeblikk.
Ja. Yeah? So that's the presence of God revealed to our senses.
Så det er Guds nærvær blir avslørt for vores sanser.
Yeah. The word Shekinah,
så ordet Shekinah,
is not found in scripture.
Det finder vi ikke.
It's a descriptive word.
Det er et beskrivende ord.
In Hebrew.
I på hebraisk.
Yeah. But it's the root of the word Shekinah.
Men det er root.
The root, the Hebrew root of it.
Hebraiske root.
Yeah. Is this word
dette ordet her
shakan
shakan
yeah this Hebrew word shakan
dette hebraiske ordet shakan
okay is the word that means to it means this it means to dwell
det betyder
to dwell
for eksempel å bo og være
yeah this is the root of this word to dwell shakan. Okay, it means to settle down.
At man sätter sig ned.
Yes, this is where the root of Shekinah. Yeah, it's rooted in the Hebrew word shakan, which means to dwell or to settle down.
For example, att bosätta sig eller finna sig till rätta.
Yeah, it is also another Hebrew word. This is good. It comes from this.
Et andet hebraisk ord som kommer fra dette
er. And it's where we get this word.
Vi kommer fra det her ordet fra.
Mishkan.
Mishkan.
Yeah. Mishkan is this word.
Dette ordet her.
The tabernacle.
Yeah. Tabernacle. All
right. So the word.
Så ordet.
Shekinah means manifest in Hebrew. It speaks about the physical manifestations of God's presence on the earth.
Det betyder om Guds nærvær som bliver manifesteret på jorden.
It's rooted in the Hebrew word shakan.
Det har roten sin i ordet shakan.
Which means to dwell or to live.
Som betyder bo.
Yeah? And we can get also from the same Hebrew word.
Fra det samme hebraiske ordet.
The word mishkan.
Mishkan.
Which means tabernacle.
Som betyder tabernakel.
Yeah. The dwelling place of God.
Der Gud han bor blant sitt folk.
Ja?
Mm.
Yes.
Ja. Mm. Tak.
Tak. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the indwelling presence of God.
Så i det indre nærvær Gud.
So we've spoken about the omnipresence.
Vi snakket om allestedsnærværet.
God is everywhere.
Gud er overalt.
We may not be able to see him.
Vi kan kanskje ikke se
ham. But we know he's everywhere.
Men vi vet han alt overalt.
And now we've spoken about the manifest presence.
Og så snakket vi om den manifesterte.
The Shekinah of God. Yeah.
Nærvær Gud.
And now we talk about the indwelling presence of God.
Nå skal vi snakke om den innværende
Gud. Okay, then John 14.
Johannes 14.
15 to 17.
Johannes 14, 15 to 16. Hva sa han?
15 to 17.
Ah, 14 to 15. Skal vi se.
John 14, 15.
Okay, okay. Johannes 14, 15. Der som der elsker meg, der holder der fast på mine bud. Og jeg vil be Faderen, og han skal gi deg en talsmann, for at han skal være hos dere for evig. Sannhetens ånd, som verden ikke kan få, for den ser ikke ham ikke og kjenner ham ikke. Der kjenner ham, for han blir hos dere og skal være i dere.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Ah, this is good. So Jesus says, he's speaking here.
Så Jesus snakker her.
And he's saying that I'm going, but I'm going to send you another. I will ask the Father to give you another advocate, another like myself.
So Jesus sier, jeg skal dra, men jeg skal sende
in every way.
Okay. En stedfortreder for meg.
And he will help you.
Han skal hjelpe dere.
He's the Spirit of Truth.
Han er sannhetens ånd.
And it says, Jesus says, the world
verden
cannot see him.
Kan ikke se han.
Yeah. Or know him.
Eller kjenner han.
Oh, guys, we have time. They cannot perceive him.
De kan ikke or know him. Han, eller kjenner han.
But it says that you know him.
Men dere kjenner han.
For he lives with you.
For han lever sammen med deg.
And will be
og vil
in
være
you.
I deg.
Oh, this is so good.
Det bare kjempebra.
So the Spirit of God comes.
Så Guds ånd kommer.
And he comes to be with us.
Så han kommer for å være sammen med oss.
But also to be in us,
men också i oss,
with
sammen
and in
or i.
As a believer,
som en troende,
you have two types of anointing.
Så har du to typer salvelser.
You have the anointing in you.
Du har en salvelse i deg.
Holy Spirit in you.
Helligånd i deg.
The indwelling presence of God.
Som bor i deg.
And He is in you.
Og han i deg.
To help you to live.
For å hjelpe deg med å leve.
Okay, the indwelling presence helps you to live out your faith.
Så den iboende nærvær Gud hjelper deg til å leve ut.
But he's also with you.
Men han også sammen med deg.
But the presence of God with you,
men Guds nærvær sammen med deg,
or upon you,
eller på deg,
is to help you to do things.
Men han hjelper deg til å gjøre ting.
Oh, this, yeah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So, so the indwelling presence, the indwelling anointing,
iboende nærvær,
is for living.
Er for å leve.
But the external anointing,
men den utværende,
is for service.
Er for å tjene.
When he comes upon you,
når han kommer over deg,
it's so that you can do something.
Det er slik at du kan gjøre noe.
That you could not do without him.
Ikke kunne ha gjort uten han.
It's his super.
Det er hans super.
On your natural.
På ditt naturlige.
The enabling power of God.
Det er liksom noe som gjør deg i stand til.
So if you notice,
så hvis du bemerker,
when Jesus was baptized,
at når Jesus ble døpt,
up until that point,
så opp til det punkt,
Jesus had done nothing publicly.
Da hadde Jesus ikke gjort noen ting offentlig mirakler.
Yeah, he had not cast out any demons.
Han har ikke kastet ut noen demoner.
He hadn't healed anybody.
Eller helbredt noen.
Didn't raise anybody from the dead.
Eller oppreist noen fra de
didn't
døde.
Didn't preach any messages.
Ikke talt noen
beskjed. He was quiet.
Han var stille.
Virtually for 30 years.
Faktisk i 30 år.
Nothing.
Ingenting.
Then the Spirit comes.
Da kommer ånden.
And he is filled.
Og han blir fylt.
With the Holy Spirit.
Med Helligånden.
Yeah.
Ja.
Okay, so what happens next?
Hva skjer etterpå?
Good stuff. Luke 4.
Okay, Lukas 4.
I'm excited.
And verse
1.
Okay. Fylt av den hellige ånd vendte Jesus tilbake fra Jordan, og han ble ånden ført omkring i ørkenen. I 40 dager ble han fristet av djevelen. I disse dagene spiste han ikke noe, og de var til ende, ble han sulten.
Okay, so what did you read up to?
So how far?
To what? How far did you get?
I just read two verses now.
Okay, so... Okay, that's fine. Verse 1 again, please.
Okay, verse 1.
Verse 1 and 2. Yeah.
Fylt av den hellige ånd vendte Jesus tilbake fra Jordan, og han ble ånden ført omkring i ørkenen.
And verse 3.
And verse 3. Okay. Da sa djevelen til ham, du Guds sønn? Da sier til denne steinen at det skal bli til brød.
Okay. Okay. We just read in Matthew,
I Matthäus,
where Jesus was baptized.
Where Jesus blev döpt,
he went into the water, comes out of the water,
igen,
heaven opens,
himlen öppnar sig,
Spirit comes down,
Helion kommer ned.
Father says,
och faren säger,
what did the father say?
Vad var det
faren
sa?
This is my son. What else?
In him I am well pleased.
In him I am well pleased.
I han har jag välbehag.
Is that so? The first thing that you hear Father say,
det første du hører faren
to Jesus, sier
til Jesus,
was this is,
dette min son,
my son, in whom I am,
I ham,
well,
har jeg
pleased,
behag.
Yes. Now, Jesus, had he done anything yet?
Hadde han gjort noen?
Nothing.
Ingenting.
But the first thing he hears his father say is, I am
hører,
pleased with you.
Fornøyd med deg.
So we, the problem or the mistake we make,
så av og til så gjør vi den feilen,
is we think that we have to do something,
at vi trenger å gjøre noe,
for the Father to be pleased with us,
for at Gud faderen skal bli fornøyd med oss.
But Jesus,
men Gud,
first words,
Jesus første ord,
from the Father,
fra faren,
in public,
offentlig,
was the Father saying to him, so everyone could hear,
var at faren sa til han, så alle kunne høre,
this is my son,
dette min sønn,
I am happy with him.
Jeg glad for han.
He's not done anything.
Han har gjort någonting.
I'm happy with him.
Jeg glad med han.
Because he's my son.
Fordi han min sønn.
God is happy with you.
Og Gud glad,
not because
for
of what you do for him.
Ikke for det du gjør for
ham. But because of who you are to him.
Men fordi den du til han.
He loves you.
Han elsker deg.
Because you are his son.
Fordi du din sønn.
You're his daughter.
Datter.
Yes.
Jeg tror det vanskelig for oss å forstå det. For når du ung, så hører du at du må jobbe for noe, og så får du lønn.
Rewarded.
Mm. Så du vokser opp med å tro at det en bestemt måte som du, det sånn du må bli elsket.
Yes, but that is the perception that the enemy has given to us.
Men det en innskyldelse sånn som djevelen har gitt til oss.
It's not the father's heart.
Det ikke farens hjerte.
The father is a father.
Faren en far.
And if you are parents here,
hvis du foreldre,
the first day your child was born,
den første dagen din barn ble født,
you loved them.
Da elsket du dem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything.
De har ikke gjort noen.
Right? Sånn. You love them because they're yours.
Du elsker dem for de dine.
So what? So okay. In this Luke.
Så so, hey Lucas.
What is the first thing that the devil says?
Hva det første som djevelen sier?
To Jesus. What the first thing that the father says to Jesus is what?
Det første faren sier.
What's the first thing that the devil says to Jesus?
Det første djevelen
sier. If you are.
Du Guds sønn. Hvis du Guds sønn.
It's interesting, right? So the first thing the father says is, you are my son.
So the
first thing the devil says, if you are the son, he wants to create the doubt.
Han ønsker å skape tvilen.
The father accepts you and says to you, you're my son.
Faren aksepterer deg og sier, du min sønn. Jeg aksepterer deg.
I'm pleased with you, my daughter.
Jeg fornøyd med deg,
and the devil comes along and says,
og djevelen sier,
are you really?
Du helt sikker?
Are you really his son?
Du helt sikker?
Are you really his daughter? Does he really love you? The first thing the father does is he reveals to you who you are.
Faren gjør at vise deg
hvem du reveals your identity.
Din identitet.
He lets you know that you are his.
Han lar deg vite at du hans.
He says you are mine.
Du min.
You are my son. You
du
are my
son.
Daughter.
Du min datter.
And I am pleased with you and I love you.
Med deg, og elsker deg.
But the first thing the enemy wants to do is he wants to make sure that you don't believe that.
At gjøre at du ikke tror på det.
He puts a seed of doubt
han putter et,
in your mind about your identity with God.
Identitet med Gud.
Your relationship with God.
Din relasjon med Gud.
That's the first thing he does.
Det det første han gjør.
Don't fall for his tricks.
Ikke fall for hans triks.
Who am I?
Hvem jeg?
I believe that we are experiencing identity crisis.
Jeg tror vi opplever en identitetskrise.
The word identity, the phrase identity crisis means a period of uncertainty.
Setningen identitetskrise
and confusion
betyr en periode av usikkerhet og forvirring.
In which a person's sense of identity becomes insecure.
I hvilket en persons forståelse av hans identitet blir usikker.
Typically due to a change in their expected aims.
Mest sannsynlig i hjelp av en endring i deres forventede rolle.
Yeah, or role in society.
Ja, eller rolle i
yeah,
deres this mål eller rolle i tilværelsen.
Do you know the story of the ugly duckling?
Kjenner dere historien om den ja, det heter den grimme elling på dansk, men stygge andungen.
Have you heard that story before? Yeah? So it's a story about a bird born in a barnyard.
Om en fugl som født på gården.
And suffers abuse from the other ducks.
Blir mobbet av de andre.
Because it doesn't look very pretty.
Den ser ikke så fin ut. Yeah.
And then eventually, much to the bird's delight, it realizes
så etter hvert så oppdager den
that it wasn't a duck after all,
at den var ikke en and.
But it was a swan.
Men det var en svane.
A beautiful swan.
Fantastisk fin svane.
That ugly duckling
den stygge andungen
didn't have a clear sense of who they were.
Hadde ikke en klar forståelse av hvem han var.
It had an identity crisis.
Hadde en identitetskrise.
Because of where it was born.
For hvor den var født.
Oh, come on. Yeah? It was born in a barn.
Den var født på en gård.
With other ducks.
Med andre ender.
So it thought it was a duck.
Så den trodde det var en and.
But it wasn't a duck.
Men det var ikke en and.
But you can be confused.
Men du kan bli forvirret.
About who you are if you're born in a world that says that you are not who you think you are.
Som sier at du ikke den
a world that keeps telling you that you're not good enough.
Som en verden som forteller deg, du
that you shouldn't make too much noise.
Du ikke måtte gjøre for mye
you shouldn't stand out in the crowd.
Du må ikke tiltrekke deg for mye
you should keep yourself very quiet.
Du skulle prøve å trekke deg litt tilbake.
Because you're a duck like us.
Fordi du en and som oss
but andre. Not a very pretty duck at
men
that.
Men ikke kjempefin and.
And it puts you down.
And
it tries to push you down. But you're not a duck.
Men du ikke en and.
You're not a duck.
Nei, du ikke en and.
You were just born in the wrong place.
Du var født den feile plassen.
Who are you?
Hvem du?
We have an image-conscious world.
Vi en
we live in an image-conscious world.
Vi opptatt av bilder i denne verden.
We live in a society that is becoming more and more vain and image-conscious.
Vi et samfunn nå som veldig mye opphengt i bilder.
We live in a selfie generation.
At vi skal gjøre selfie av oss selv.
Obsessed with achieving a flawless look.
Og vi er liksom opphengt i at skulle se helt fejlfri ud.
It says there's a it says that this obsession is driving a big rise in cosmetic sales.
Og det gør at kosmetisk salg det stiger.
Which are now worth close to $1 billion a year in the UK alone.
Så i England alene er det værd over en milliard.
Because people want to look good.
Fordi folk vil se bra ut.
For their selfie pictures.
Når de skal tage selfie-bilder.
And so as a result, they are driven to get products that are going to help them to look their best.
Så derfor så er de driver det til at få produkter som får de til at se allerbedst ut.
Driven by a desire to share their images on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook.
Fordi de vil dele deres billeder på sociale medier.
This is the world and society that we live in today.
Det er samfundet vi lever i i dag.
Genesis chapter 1.
Første Mosebok.
Verse 26 and 27. A familiar passage.
Det skal vi se en gang. Første Mosebok kapitel 1.
So this just
verse 26.
I'm just going to read this and then you can just interpret.
Okay.
So it says, it says then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image."
Gud sa, "La oss lage mennesker i vårt bilde."
To be like us.
Og være som oss.
So God created human beings in his own image.
Gud, han skapte mennesker i hans eget bilde.
In the image of God he created them.
I Guds bilde skapte han dem.
Male and female he created them.
Mann og dame skapte han dem.
You've heard this before, right?
Du har hørt det før.
Yes. So it says God created human beings in his image.
Så Gud skapte dem i hans bilde.
Okay. Now this word image,
det ordet bilde
in Hebrew,
på hebraisk,
is this word,
dette ordet,
Salem.
Salem.
Yeah, that's the word image in Hebrew. Okay, Salem.
Salem.
And that word means shade or shadow.
Dette bildet blir en skygge.
It means a representative figure.
En representativ figur.
So you can see just about.
Så du kan se nesten litt grann.
My shadow in this skygge. Light. Okay? This is what the word Salem means.
Så det er det ordet Salem means.
It means a shade, a shadow.
Det betyr en skygge.
Okay. In order to have a shadow,
for kunne ha en skygge,
what do you need?
Hva trenger du?
Light.
Du trenger lys.
And an object.
Og en ting.
You need something solid.
Ha noe fast.
And you need light.
Og så trenger du lys.
To cast shadow.
For å skape en skygge.
Yeah, agreed?
Mm.
Okay. So if man,
så hvis menneske,
was created in the image
skapte bilder
of God,
av Gud,
and the word image means shadow,
og ordet bilde betyr skygge,
or a representative figure of the original,
eller en representativ figur av noe originalt.
You can't have a shadow,
da kan du ikke ha en skygge,
without the substance being close,
uten at tingen nær.
Yes, so you can't be here.
Så du kan ikke være her.
Unless he's here.
Hvis han ikke her.
The a shadow,
en skygge,
or an image, I should say.
Eller et bilde.
Yeah, in the Greek word.
På græsk.
Is this word? Greek word icon.
Icon.
Yeah, an icon is a sign.
Et ikon et skilt
that makes present someone who is otherwise absent.
Da viser noe. Say that again.
An icon.
Et ikon
is a sign.
Et bevis eller et skilt
that makes present.
Da
makes here, makes,
ja, der gjør noen til stede
who is otherwise
som ellers
absent.
Ikke er til stede.
Okay, do you have a, what's the coin? Was
it? Yeah, krona.
Krona. Mm-hmm. Krona. Can I get a krona? A krona. This is a krona.
Yeah.
On the krona.
På kronen?
Is it, what is that on there? The king.
It's an
image
kongen.
Of the king.
Det bilde av kongen.
Yes. So, the king's image.
Så bilde av kongen.
Is on the krona.
På mynten.
So the king is present.
Så kongen til stede her.
Because his image is here.
Fordi hans bilde er her.
Does this make sense? So an icon is an image.
Så det er et ikon, et bilde.
That makes present someone.
Gjør noen til stede, noen til stede.
Who is otherwise absent.
Som ellers ikke til stede.
Yeah? Okay, so this is the root of the word image here.
Så det er roten til ordet der.
Does this make sense? So man,
så menneske,
every human being,
et hvert menneske,
makes God present in the world.
Gjør Gud til stede i verden.
When people see you,
når noen ser deg,
they're seeing
så ser
God.
Gud.
I know, it's scary, right?
Det er nesten litt skremmende.
Scary. But let's look at this. Let's look at it. Okay. Do you remember I think it's John 14.
Jeg tror det er Johannes 14.
Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
Der snakker Jesus til disiplene.
And then Philip says to Jesus.
Så Philip sier,
show us the Father.
Vis oss faren.
And we will be satisfied.
Og da blir vi fornøyd.
Remember that?
Husker du det?
And then Jesus responds and says, have I been so long with you?
Har jeg vært så lenge med dere?
When you see me,
når du ser meg,
you've seen the Father.
Da ser du Gud Fader.
See? Okay, so when people say to you,
så når folk ser,
show us God.
Vis oss Gud.
We don't believe in God. We can't see God.
Vi kan ikke se Gud.
Your response should be,
så ditt svar burde være,
if you see me,
hvis du ser meg,
you've seen the Father.
Da har du sett faren.
Oh, that's big, because this means
stort.
That okay. This is important. Okay, we're going to go deeper so we can understand that.
Vi går litt dypere, okay? Så vi kan skjønne det her.
So let me, I don't want to run ahead of myself. Okay. John 16.
Johannes 16.
13 to 17. It's going to be good. We're going to get there. Don't worry. I got you. John 16.
Johannes 16.
13 to 17.
Altså 13. Men når han kommer, sannhetens ånd, skal han veilede dere til hele sannheten. For han skal ikke tale av seg selv, men det han hører skal han tale. Og de kommende ting skal han forkynne dere. Han skal heller gjøre meg, for han skal ta av mitt og forkynne det for dere. Alt det som faderen har er mitt, derfor sa jeg at han tar av mitt og forkynner det for dere.
Så, here's Jesus now. He's speaking to his disciples.
So Jesus taler til disciplene.
And he asks the question. So who do men say I am?
Og sier, hvem sier folk jeg er?
And they say, well, some say you are, you know, John. You said that Elijah. Some say that you are, you know, that you're Jonah. Yeah. John the Baptist, some say that you're Elijah, some say that you're Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And then Jesus says to his followers, but who do you say I am?
Yeah.
And then Peter, as you know, says, thou art the Christ. The Son of the Living God.
Jeg tror vi læste feil vers her, men vi får bare.
This is the big question.
Dette det store spørsmålet.
Who is the God you believe in?
Hvem Gud du tror på?
Who is your Jesus?
Hvem din Jesus?
That's always the question. You see, because we assume that because we're all in the same church together,
vi går ut ifra at når vi den samme kirke,
believe the same God,
at vi tror på den samme Gud,
in the same way,
på den samme måten.
That's an assumption.
Det går vi ut ifra.
I don't know what you believe.
Jeg vet ikke hva du tror.
Until you tell me. Jesus asked them.
Jesus spør dem.
He was with them.
Han var med dem.
He lived with them.
Han levde sammen med dem.
He taught them.
Han lærte dem.
He slept and ate with them.
Han spiste med dem.
And he was with them 3.5 years.
Og 3.5 år.
Every day.
Hver dag.
And then he asked them.
Og så spør han dem.
Who do you think I am?
Hvem tror du jeg
Having walked with me.
Og har gått sammen med meg.
Lived with me, seen me in action.
Og levd sammen
med
meg, sett meg I aksjon.
Tell me what you think about me. I know what you, the world says, the people out there, what they are saying.
Jeg vet hva verden sier.
Just like us in this room, we know what they think about Jesus.
De tenker om Jesus.
When we, if we were to ask them out there, what do you think, who do you think Jesus is?
Når vi spør dem der ute, hva tror du om Jesus?
They will tell us all kinds of things.
Så vil de fortelle alt mulig.
He's a prophet. He was a good guy.
Han var en god fyr. Yeah.
But it's not as important as who you think he is.
Som hvem du tror han
That's the most important question.
Det det mest viktige spørsmålet.
Who is Jesus to you?
Hvem Jesus til deg?
Peter says,
Peter sier,
you are the Christ.
Du Kristus.
And then Jesus says, well done.
Og sier han, veldig bra.
But he says, it wasn't any human being that revealed that to you.
Men han sier, det var ikke noen menneske som har vist det for deg.
You didn't come to that knowledge by conversation.
Du kom ikke
or
til det
education.
Ved hjelp av at du snakket med folk eller utdanning.
It was the Father.
Det var far I
who
himmelen.
Revealed that to you.
Som viste det for deg, åpenbarte det for deg.
Why? Because God cannot be understood.
For Gud kan ikke bli forstått.
He must be revealed.
Han må bli åpenbart.
Good? What of God? What has he revealed of himself to you?
Hva har Gud åpenbart av seg selv til deg?
That is the God that you will share with others.
Det den Gud du vil dele med andre.
Your revelation of God.
Din åpenbaring av Gud.
Who do you believe I am?
Hvem tror du jeg
In Hebrew,
på hebraisk,
in our culture,
I vår kultur,
in the Western culture,
vestlig kulturen,
a name is nothing more than an identifier.
Der et navn bare noget som identificerer os.
No real difference to being assigned a number, for example.
Det ikke noget så veldig mye forskelligt fra at være nummer.
Ruth could be called number one.
Ruth kunne blive kaldt for nummer 1.
And you could be called number 5.
Du kunne blive kaldt for nummer
5. It's just a way of identifying.
Det bare et måte at blive identificeret.
But in the Hebrew culture,
men på hebraisk,
a name is more than that.
Der et navn mye mere end det.
The Hebrew word for name,
det hebraiske ord for navn,
is this word. Shem.
Shem.
That's the Hebrew word for name.
Det det hebraiske ord for navn.
Name.
Navn.
Or Shem is more than just an identifier in Hebrew.
Det er mye mer enn noe som skal identifisere.
Yeah. The word Shem means breath.
Betyr åndedrag.
What does it mean? It means breath.
Betyr pust eller åndedrag.
Now the breath of an individual in the Hebrew culture,
og pusten i den hebraiske kultur,
means something else.
Betyr noe annet.
The breath of an individual is also their character.
Betyr deres karakter.
So someone's name,
så noens navn,
a name means breath.
Et navn betyr pust.
But it also means character.
Men det betyr også karakter.
Okay? All right. So a character is the internal qualities of a person.
Så karakter er de indre kvaliteter av en person.
That makes that person unique.
Der gjør den personen unik.
Yeah? So in the Greek, that's where we get our English word from. The Greek word for characters is spelled the same, but just instead of a C as a K. Yeah? This is the Greek version.
Så den greske ordet staves likt.
That's the Greek version of the word. Now, the Greek version of the word character in Greek means a engraved brand.
Det betyr et engravert merkevare.
Okay, like, yes, okay, more like this here. You see that? On the speaker there is a name.
Der et navn.
That's stamped into the box. An engraved brand.
Det engravert merke.
It is the If I said to you, for example, McDonald's.
Hvis jeg sier McDonald's.
Yes. What does that name or that brand communicate to you?
Hva kommuniserer det?
Hamburgers. Yes.
Det kommuniserer
hamburger. Fast food. Yes. What about Coca-Cola?
Hva med Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So the brand name is now synonymous with something.
Synonymt med noe.
Yes, there is a history and a knowledge and an experience that the name now communicates.
Som kommuniserer.
Does this make sense? Yeah. So for the Hebrew,
so
your Shem.
Ditt Shem
is not just something to identify you from someone else.
Det er ikke bare noe som
it's about your
deg.
Breath or your character.
Din pust og din karakter.
So if I said the name,
så hvis jeg sa navnet,
Jezebel, what does that evoke in you?
Hva tenker du da på?
When you think of the name Jezebel, what is it that comes to mind?
Jezebel. Hva tenker du da på?
The biblical person.
Den bibelske personen, Jezebel.
Someone who is deceptive.
En som sviker.
Yeah. She was married to Ahab.
Hun gift med Ahab.
And she was basically the ruler behind the throne.
Så hun var egentlig en som bestemte bak tronen.
She brought in idolatry into Israel.
Hun tok idoler inn i Israel.
So her name,
så hennes navn,
communicates a particular kind of character.
Kommuniserer en type karakter.
Or if I said the name Scrooge, do you know what that Scrooge is? The character Scrooge?
Karakteren Scrooge.
Charles Dickens' character? No, okay. Maybe okay. Santa Claus. You know Santa Claus? Father Christmas? Do you have that here? Okay. Yeah. So that name
den navn
is synonymous with what?
Det er synonym
for you.
Med hva?
When you hear that name, what does that say to you? Gifts.
Okay, gaver.
Christmas.
Jul.
What else?
Hva mer? White hair and beard.
White hair and beard, yeah. So you have a picture in your mind
I din tanker,
when you hear certain names.
Når du tenker på forskjellige navnene. Yeah.
Yes? So the name is tied to the personality or the character of the person.
Så navnet bundet opp til karakteren av personen.
Yes? So my name is not just an identifier.
Så mitt navn ikke bare en som, ting som identifiserer
meg. My name only is a passage to introduce you to who I am.
Det en måte for å introdusere deg til hvem jeg
Oh, so if I can determine
so hvis jeg kan velge,
through my character
gjennom min karakter,
what my name represents.
Hva mitt navn skal representere.
Right?
Ikke sant?
So in this context,
so I den her context,
when we ask God, what is your name?
Hva ditt navn?
It really is not the right question.
Det egentlig ikke det helt rette spørsmålet.
The question should be, or in the Hebrew mind,
I den hebraiske tankegangen,
it's really, what is your character?
Hva din karakter?
It's not just an identifier. It's not just, okay, of God's name, he has various different names in the Hebrew.
Det ikke sånn at han har de forskjellige navnene.
The first name that we have introduced to us in the beginning, God, Genesis 1:1,
good,
is the name Elohim in Hebrew.
Og navnet Elohim.
And Elohim means strength.
Og det betyr styrke.
Power.
Kraft.
Mighty.
Mektig.
Yeah? That is the introductory name of God.
Det Guds introduksjon til seg selv.
Because God was revealing his ability and his power to create.
Så han skal vise deg hans mulighet og makt til å skape.
But then when Moses says to him,
men når Moses sier til han,
who shall I say sending me?
Hvem skal jeg si som sendte meg?
To Pharaoh.
Til Pharaoh.
He says, I am that I am is my name.
Jeg at jeg
Yes, Yahweh, I am who Yahweh. I say I am. I am the self-existing one.
Jeg den som selveksisterende.
I will be whatever you need me to be
jeg kommer til
at the time you need me to be it.
Du trenger meg til å være på det tidspunkt du trenger meg til å være det.
Oh, I see this. Is, so God is saying I can't be boxed in to one thing.
Så Gud sier, jeg kan ikke bare settes I en boks til en og være en ting.
Whatever you need. So if you need to be healed,
så hvis du trenger å bli helbredt,
I will become
da vil jeg bli
healer to you.
Din helbreder.
If you need to be to have provision in your life,
trenger,
then I will become provider.
Og få noe I livet, så skal jeg være din forsørger.
If you need protection from danger, then I will be
trenger beskyttelse,
your shield.
Da vil jeg være ditt skjold.
Because I am, dot, whatever you need me to be, I will and I can be that to you.
Isn't that amazing? Er det ikke fantastisk?
So God,
so good.
What is your name?
Hva ditt navn?
First John 4.
First Johannes 4.
First John 4.
Stemmer det? Det var Matteus, ja. First Johannes 4.
4. From 12.
Ja. Og vers 12.
To 16.
Okay. Ingen har noensinne sett Gud. Dersom vi elsker hverandre, da blir Gud I oss, og kjærligheten til ham blitt fullkommen I oss. At dette kjenner vi, at vi blir i ham og han i oss, at han har gitt oss sin ånd. Og vi har sett og vittnet at faderen har sendt sønnen som verdens frelser. Den som bekjenner at Jesus Guds sønn i ham, blir Gud og han i Gud. Og vi har kjent og trott den kjærlighet som Gud har til oss. Gud kjærlighet. Den som blir i kjærligheten blir Gud og Gud i ham.
This is a beautiful passage.
En fantastisk avsnitt.
John here was revealing
Johannes han avslører
the character of God to
Guds karakter til oss.
Who is God?
Hvem Gud?
God is love.
Gud kjærlighet.
That's his character.
Det hans karakter.
That's his nature.
Det hans natur.
And from that character,
og fra den karakter,
he does everything.
Så gjør han alt.
From that place,
fra dette, den plassen,
he functions.
Da fungerer han.
And expresses himself.
Da uttrykker han seg selv.
If you are sick,
hvis du syk,
God heals you.
Da helbreder Gud deg.
Not because you are sick,
ikke fordi du syk,
but because he loves you.
Men fordi han elsker deg.
This is his only. If you're hungry,
hvis du sulten,
he feeds you.
Da gir han deg mat.
Not because you're hungry,
ikke fordi du sulten,
but because he loves you.
Men fordi han elsker deg.
His motivation is always the same.
Hans motivation alltid den samme.
He acts from that place.
Han handler utifra det.
John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
God so loved the world.
Gud elskte verden.
That he gave his only son.
At han ga sin eneste sønn.
The world was in need of a savior.
Gud eller verden trengte en frelser.
But the motive of giving,
men motivet for å gi,
was because God loved the world.
Var fordi Gud elsket verden.
His every motivation and action is because of love.
Hver handling og motivation på grund av kjærlighet.
And love expresses itself,
og kjærlighet uttrykker seg selv,
in giving,
ved å gi.
You cannot say you love anyone.
Du kan ikke si at du elsker noen.
Or someone say they love you.
Eller noen sier de elsker deg.
I've never given you anything.
Og aldri gir deg noen ting.
Because love expresses itself.
For kjærlighet uttrykker seg selv.
In giving.
Ved å gi.
It's the only way it happens. If you love
someone
skjer, says they love you,
de deg,
they're going to give you things.
Gir de deg ting.
Give you their time.
Gir deg tid.
Give you gifts.
Gaver.
Give you, you know, commitment. They're going to give you things.
Gir deg ting.
Because love can only express itself through giving.
For kjærlighet kan bare uttrykke seg selv ved hjelp av å gi.
All right. One last thought before we take another break.
Okay, en siste tanke før vi tar en pause.
Are you learning anything?
Lærer dere noe?
Yes. All right. One last thing. Okay. Let's look at this. 2 Corinthians.
2 Korinther.
5:17.
2 Korinther 5. Og vers 17.
17.
Ja. Yeah. Just that one verse. Derfor, om noen i Kristus, der han en ny skapning, det gamle forbi, se alt blitt nytt.
So, if you are in Christ,
hvis du i Kristus,
when you gave your life to Christ,
da du gav ditt liv til Kristus,
the day you said Jesus,
den dagen du sa Jesus,
I love you,
elsker deg,
I'm a sinner,
en synder,
And I need a savior.
Og jeg trenger en frelser.
Come into my life.
Kom inn I mitt liv.
I give you my life.
Jeg gir deg mitt liv.
I am yours.
Jeg din.
Forever.
For alltid.
The day you did that.
Den dagen du gjorde det.
The word of God says.
Det sier Guds ord.
That we became born again.
Da ble du født på ny.
The term born again in the original language.
Født på ny.
Means to be born from above.
Betyr å bli født fra oven.
To be born again is to be born from above.
Født fra oven.
And when that happens,
når det skjer,
you become a new creation.
Da blir du en ny skapning.
A never before seen being.
En aldri før sett skapning.
You have never been on the planet before.
Du har aldri vært på planeten før.
When you gave your life to God,
men da du ga ditt liv til Gud,
and Jesus came into your heart,
og Jesus kom inn I ditt
hjerte, and the Holy Spirit moved in,
og Helligånden flyttet inn,
he regenerated you.
Da regenererte han deg.
And you became a new creation.
Og da ble du en ny skapning.
You've never been this kind of being.
Du har aldri vært
has never existed before.
Denne skapning har aldri eksistert tidligere.
I wish I could. Okay. Before the cross,
før korset,
those people who God used,
dem som Gud brukte,
never had God in them.
Hadde aldri Gud I dem.
Never.
Aldri.
God came
Gud
alongside them,
sammen med dem,
and was on them,
og var på dem,
and they were moved by His Spirit,
og de ble dratt av ånden hans,
and did great things,
og gjorde masse fantastisk,
but no one before
før,
had ever God had, inside
had
them.
Noensinne Gud I dem.
Oh, this is incredible. This is incredible. This God,
denne Gud,
who spoke all things into existence,
som bare talte alt til eksistens,
the God who said, "Let there be,"
som sa, "La der bli,"
and it became,
og det skjedde,
the God who breathed out stars,
som puster ut stjerner,
the God who sat down on Mount Sinai and it burst into flames,
som satt seg ned på fjellet Mount Sinai,
that God,
begynte å komme flammer,
who created the sun, our sun.
Den Gud som skapte solen.
92 million miles away.
Som 92 millioner mil vekk.
It would take 109 earths.
Og det vil ta 109 jord.
To fit into the sun.
Og kunne fylle ut solen.
That's how big our sun is.
Det så stor solen
And it's still one of the smallest stars in the galaxy.
Og selv den minste stjerne I galaksen.
That God.
Den Gud.
Who did that.
Som gjorde det.
Is in you?
I deg.
It's crazy.
Det helt.
That
uforståelig.
Is who you are. You are a new creation.
Det den du en ny skapning.
God moved in.
Gud flytter inn.
Okay. Let's try understand it some more.
Okay, lad os prøve at forstå det lidt bedre.
This is great. Okay. Can I get your help?
Kan jeg få lidt hjælp?
Okay. Come. Now, can you do me a favor, please?
Kan du gøre mig en tjeneste?
Can you take this first?
Tag dette.
And could you
og kan du
walk
og kan du gå
from here
fra her
to that door
til den døren
and then come back here with that glass
og kom tilbake.
Go for it. Keep your eye on him.
Okay, se på han.
What? Great. Thank you very much. It's good.
Okay,
it's good, right?
Tak, tusen tak.
Don't go. We haven't finished yet.
Vi okay.
Could
Aha.
you hold this for me? Okay, great.
Kan du gjøre det igjen?
Excellent. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
Now, tell me.
Fortell meg.
The difference between the first time he walked to the door.
Første gang han gikk til døren.
And the second time.
Og den andre gangen.
Tell me.
Fortell meg. He was watching the glass. And the first time he was just walking for himself.
So the first time he walked very easily, very casually, right?
And gikk veldig enkelt.
But the second time,
men andre gangen,
he walked very carefully.
Da gikk han forsiktig.
Yes?
Yeah.
He was aware of spilling the water.
Han var klar over at han ikke skulle søle med vannet. Første gang det var fokus på døren, og andre gang var fokus på glasset.
Right.
Okay.
This is the difference.
Dette forskjellen.
If you do not know,
hvis du ikke vet,
or are not aware,
eller ikke klar over,
that God is in you,
at Gud I deg,
you will walk like the first time.
Da vil du gå sånn som første gang.
Very casually,
helt vanlig,
in this world.
I denne verden.
You're not aware.
Du ikke klar over.
You walk however you want to walk.
Du går akkurat sånn
som du vil. Focus is on the door.
Fordi fokus på døren.
Not on what you're carrying.
Ikke det du bærer.
But if you are aware of the presence of God,
hvis du klar over
in your life,
av Gud I ditt liv,
it will affect the way you walk.
Da vil det påvirke hvordan du
because
går.
Now you're conscious of who you're carrying.
For da du
not where you're going.
Klar over hva du bærer, og ikke hvor du går.
So the question is, how conscious are you of the God that's in you?
På den Gud som I deg.
Because the consciousness of God
for bevisstheten om Gud
causes you to walk differently.
Gjør slik at du går annerledes.
So if you are walking casually in your faith,
så hvis du går helt vanlig,
it's because
tro,
you're not as aware
det fordi du ikke klar
as you should be
som du kanskje burde være,
of the precious cargo that you are carrying
den last
in you.
Du bærer I deg.
That's enough.
Okay.
Let's pause.
It's time to pause.
It's time to break, right? Oh, it's not. Oh, I've got more time. That's great. Are you ready for more?
Er dere klar for mer, eller?
When the word of God says that I am a new creation.
At jeg ny skapning.
Because the Spirit moved in.
Fordi ånden flytter inn.
And now I have this treasure.
Og nå har jeg den her skatt.
In an earthen vessel, this word of God, the word of God says.
I
have precious cargo now.
Jeg har en verdifull last nå.
God moved in.
For Gud flytter inn.
And whenever someone moves into a new house,
og når noen flytter inn I et nytt hus,
they always carry their stuff with them.
Da tar de med seg sine ting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So everything that you that God is,
alt Gud
and that he has,
oh, som han har,
he has it with him.
Da har han det med seg.
In you.
I deg.
You do not lack anything.
Du mangler ingenting.
You have everything.
Du har alt.
Because you have God.
Fordi du har Gud.
And he moved in.
Og han flyttet inn.
And he moved in with his stuff.
Med alt sine ting.
So the word, a word, he moved in with his gifts of the Spirit.
Han flytter inn med sin gaver av ånden.
Word of knowledge.
For eksempel,
word of wisdom.
Visdomsord.
Discerning of spirits.
At du kjenner på ånder.
You have all of that.
Du har alt dette.
Because you've got God.
Fordi du har Gud.
In you.
I deg.
It is up to you to operate in them.
Det opp til deg å operere I dem.
These are gifts.
Disse gaver.
I was saying to Ruth earlier.
Jeg sa til Ruth litt tidligere.
A gift.
En gave.
Is not a reward.
Det ikke en belønning.
If I give you something,
hvis jeg gir deg noe,
it's because I want you to have it.
Det fordi jeg ønsker at du skal ha
det. There are no
det.
Strings attached to it.
Det ikke noen ting forbundet med det.
If I give you something,
hvis jeg gir deg noe,
and I expect something in return,
og hvis jeg forventer noe tilbake,
it's not a gift.
Det ikke en gave.
It's a trade.
Det en byttehandel.
It's a business transaction.
Det en forretnings.
Yeah? But if it's a gift,
men hvis det en gave,
It comes out of my own resource.
Der kommer det av min ressourcer.
And speaks of my character.
Og fortæller om min karakter.
And my love for you.
Og min kjærlighed til dig.
And if I give it to you,
it's then dig,
your response to the gift.
Og din respons til
reveals graven, your character.
Viser din karakter.
So if you take something of value,
så hvis du tager noget af værdi,
and you disregard it,
og du ikke du ser på det som veldig lite,
it speaks either of an ignorance of the gift,
det fortæller enten at du uviten om gavens værdi,
or a blatant disregard for it,
eller at du ikke sætter pris på det.
If I give you something of value,
hvis jeg giver dig noget af værdi,
surely you would do everything in your power to figure out how can I take the best advantage of this.
Da vil du bruge al din energi på at finde ud af, hvordan kan jeg få mest nytte ud af det.
Right? If it's valuable.
Hvis det værdifuldt.
Okay. Challenging, isn't it?
Det lidt utfordrende det her, ikke sant?
The word of God is challenging.
Guds ord utfordrende.
It is the word of God is it's described as a sharp two-edged sword.
Det blir beskrevet som et skarpt tveegget sverd.
A sword that's sharp is designed to cut.
Det designet for å skjære.
There are two types of or two reasons why a knife or a sword is or a sharp weapon is used to cut someone.
Der to grunde til hvorfor et skarpt våpen brukt til at skære.
One motive
et
is
motiv
to kill.
Er at dræbe.
So a sharp knife can be used to stab someone
kan brukes til
with
at
the motive to kill that person.
Med motivet for at dræbe den person.
Yeah? But a sharp knife can also be used
en skarp kniv kan også blive
to cut you in order to heal.
Til at helbrede dig.
When you go to the a hospital,
hvis du går til hospitalet,
they have very sharp knives there.
Der veldig skarpe kniver.
And you give them permission to cut you.
Og du gir dem tilladelse til å skjære deg.
Yes, you say, go ahead, doctor.
Okay. Vær så god, doktor. Skjær meg.
Cut me open, because the motive of the doctor is to cut you for healing purposes.
Ja, og skjære deg for å helbrede deg.
When God speaks His words to us,
taler sitt ord til
it's
oss,
sharp.
Så det skarpt.
But He's cutting us,
men han skjærer oss,
not to harm us,
ikke for å ødelegge oss, men for å helbrede oss.
Okay, so I know it's tough.
Så jeg vet det litt hardt.
But it's good for you.
Men det godt for deg.
You can thank me later.
Du kan takke meg senere.
Now, when I was before I came to Jesus.
Før jeg kjente Jesus.
Okay, let's back it up. Let me do it this way. When a man sinned in the garden.
Når mennesket syndet I hagen.
The word of God says that because all men was in Adam.
Fordi alle menn var mennesker var I Adam.
We all sinned.
Da har vi alle syndet.
That makes sense.
Det gir mening.
So we were not yet, but although we all were in the garden,
selv om vi ikke alle var i hagen,
in Adam,
I Adam,
we were not yet born,
på tross av vi ikke var født ennå,
into the world,
I verden,
our time to be born was not yet,
vår tid til å bli født var ikke ennå.
Agreed?
Mm.
Yeah? So the first man, because all men were in him,
så fordi alle mennesker var I ham,
when that one man sinned,
da den ene mannen syndet,
all the men that were in him became sinners.
Da alle som, de menneskene som kom etter ham og var I ham, de ble jo syndere.
Agreed?
Mm.
Okay, so let me help. Let's define sin for a minute, because I want to
definere synd litt.
The word both in the Hebrew and the Greek,
ordet både på hebraisk og gresk,
for sin,
for synd,
is an archery term.
Et terminologi fra bueskyting.
So imagine an archer.
En bueskyter.
And imagine I was an archer.
Og forestill deg jeg var en bueskyter.
And look at the back of the room.
Og se bak der I rommet.
See, look at that lamp at
se
the back of the room.
Se på den lampen der bak.
Look, you see that lamp at the back of the room?
Ser dere den
lampen? Now imagine that lamp.
Se på den lampen.
Was a target.
At det var en et blink.
Yeah, and the light, the
lyset
in the middle,
I midten,
was the bullseye.
Det var liksom sentrum.
Yeah, you got that picture? Okay. So for as an archer, I'm trying to aim my arrow.
Da prøver jeg å sikte min pil.
And hit the bullseye.
Og treffe midt I blink.
Okay. The word sin, both in Hebrew and Greek,
ordet synd,
means to miss the mark.
Betyr å bomme på målet.
So it is a target.
Det et mål.
But if you miss the target,
men hvis du bommer på det,
it's sin.
Det et synd.
It's just an archery term.
Det et terminologi for bueskyting.
We've made it religious,
vi har gjort det
but it's it doesn't mean that. It means to miss the mark.
Det betyr å bomme på målet.
Do you want to know what the word means to hit the mark?
Vet du hva ordet betyr for å treffe målet? Lyst til å høre det?
Okay, so we know the word sin means to miss the mark.
Vi vet at ordet
the Hebrew word
betyr å bomme på målet.
The root of the word for Torah. You know what Torah is?
Torah,
Torah is the Hebrew Bible.
Den
it's the words,
Bibel.
Yeah, the words by which the Hebrews are to live by. The word of God. The Torah is the word of God.
Guds
the word Torah, love. The root of the word Torah means to hit the mark.
Det rotord betyr å treffe målet.
To sin is to miss the mark.
Å synde betyr å bomme på målet.
But to hit the mark,
men å treffe på målet,
means Torah.
Torah.
Or the word of God, or the
Guds
words
ord,
of righteousness.
Eller Guds ord rettferdighet.
So when we live according to the word,
så når vi lever I følge ordet,
we hit the target.
Da treffer vi målet.
When we don't live according to the word,
når vi ikke lever I følge ordet,
we miss the target.
Da bommer vi på målet.
That's simply what it means.
Det betyr.
Okay? So sin
is synd,
is missing God's best.
Å bomme på Guds beste.
God's instruction.
Guds instruksjon.
The word Torah, I know that.
Ordet Torah.
It's difficult because the English language has made it hard for us. So
for det engelske språket har gjort det litt vanskelig for oss.
We see the Torah. We define the Torah as the law.
Vi definerer Torah som
in our Bibles, in the Western
loven.
Bible. So it's written as the law. These are the laws of God. These are the commandments of God. So when I think about law and commandments, as I'm sure you do,
når du sånn at du tenker på lov og regler,
we think about rules and regulations.
Så tenker vi på regler og ting vi må opprettholde.
Do's and don'ts.
Det vi må gjøre, det vi ikke får lov å gjøre.
Yeah, but unfortunately.
Men uheldigvis,
that's a wrong interpretation of the word.
Det ikke rett tolkning av ordet.
The word Torah doesn't mean law.
Ordet Torah betyr ikke ord.
In the concept
lov.
That we mean in or commandment as we see in the West.
Sånn som vi oppfatter det I Vesten.
The word Torah simply means ordet teachings.
Torah betyr egentlig læresetninger eller læreting.
T- teachings.
Mm. Undervisning.
When you think about it as rules,
når du tænker på det som regler,
it gives a different connotation.
Det giver en annen smak.
You think you have to obey the, you know, and if you disobey, God's going to be upset.
Da tror du at du må opprettholde noe, hvis du ikke gjør det, så blir Gud sint.
But you're, it doesn't mean that.
Men det
it means
betyr ikke det.
God wants to teach you things.
Han ønsker å undervise deg om ting.
Jesus was called rabbi.
Jesus ble kalt for rabbi.
Teacher.
Underviser, lærer.
Because the role that God wants to instruct us,
Gud ønsker å undervise oss
in righteousness,
i rettferdighet.
He's not trying to give you rules.
Han prøver ikke å gi deg regler.
He's trying to teach us how to live.
Han prøver å instruere oss i hvordan vi skal leve.
So, when I was in Adam,
når jeg var i Adam,
and he sinned or missed the mark,
eller bommet på målet,
didn't follow God's teachings,
ikke fulgte Guds,
but rather followed the instruction of someone else,
men fulgte instruksjonene med noen andre,
we all missed the mark.
Da bommet vi alle på målet.
So I became a sinner,
så jeg ble en synder,
by birth,
når jeg ble født.
So I I'm not a sinner,
jeg ikke en synder,
because I sinned,
fordi jeg har syndet.
I sinned because I was a sinner.
Jeg syndet fordi jeg allerede var en synder.
Does it make sense? So it's very important to get this in your head. It's very important.
Viktig at du forstår det.
So sinners do not sin because they're not sinners because they sin.
Så synder ikke syndere fordi de synder.
They sin because they're sinners.
De synder fordi de allerede syndere.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Gir det mening?
Let's fast track.
Okay, la oss gå frem.
When I became a new creation,
når jeg ble en ny skapning,
and I stepped from my status as a sinner in Adam,
fra min status som synder i Adam,
to my new status in God,
ny status i Gud,
in Christ,
i Kristus,
I became a new creation,
da ble jeg en ny skapning,
and I am now,
og nå jeg,
the righteousness of God,
Guds rettferdighet.
Okay, so let's go back. So here,
so her,
First Adam, he sinned,
han syndet,
because he missed the mark,
fordi han bommet på målet,
we all then became sinners.
Og da ble vi alle syndere.
Yeah? Okay, so I was born,
så jeg ble født,
a sinner,
som en synder.
So I sinned because I was a sinner.
Så jeg synder fordi jeg allerede en synder.
Agreed? Okay,
ja.
But when I became born again,
når jeg ble født på nytt,
in Christ, the
Kristus,
last Adam,
den siste Adam,
everyone born in him,
alle født i ham,
became the righteousness of God,
ble Guds rettferdighet.
Now I'm righteous,
nå jeg rettferdig,
not because I did righteousness,
ikke fordi jeg har gjort det rette, rettferdighet,
but I do righteousness because I am righteous.
Jeg gjør rettferdighet fordi jeg rettferdig.
Okay, I know it's easy to accept this bit.
Jeg skjønner, det enkelt å forstå den biten her.
We can identify with our sin nature.
Vi kan identifisere oss med vår syndige natur.
More easily.
Ganske enkelt.
And we know that in Adam we all sin.
At i Adam, da har vi alle
syndet.
Enig?
And we were born sinners. Agreed?
Og vi var født syndere. Enig?
Yes. Yeah. But you became born again.
Men vi ble født igjen.
In Jesus.
Jesus.
Do you agree with that?
Er du enig med det? Ja.
Yes. So now that I'm in Jesus,
når jeg
I'm Jesus, no longer a sinner.
Da jeg ikke lenger en synder.
I am now the righteousness of God.
Når Guds rettferdighet.
Yes. Said it. Yes, this is good. Why? Because I am practiced in this.
Men fordi at jeg vant med dette.
But this is really important. So my new nature,
min nye natur,
in God,
I Gud,
is a what's the word I'm looking for? It is not up for debate. Okay, it is a guarantee.
Det ikke mulig å diskutere. Det en garanti.
My identity in God is complete.
Den komplett.
When God sees me,
når Gud ser på
now,
meg,
now, he sees me as the righteousness of God.
Da ser han på meg som Guds rettferdighet.
That's how he sees me. But there are times when I spill the water.
Men det av og til når jeg søler vannet.
Because my mind
fordi
still thinks that I am this person.
Min hjerne tenker at jeg denne personen.
Yes. Yes.
Du sa i starten right. Som du flytter inn i ditt hus, så tar du med deg alt som
the work of the Holy Spirit.
Så Helligåndens arbeide.
Oh, this is good. Let's do this. Modern analogy. Let's do this. Okay, so watch this.
Okay, se her.
How many people here have computers?
Hvor mange har en datamaskin?
Okay, so most people. Some people don't. Okay, but most of you have phones. Sometimes mobile phones, modern phones.
Telefon.
They're all computers, basically. Small computers, whatever. But anyway.
Small computer.
Every computer.
In hver computer.
As an what's called an OS, an operational system.
Ein operationssystem.
It's the software.
Der Software.
That makes the hardware work.
Som får hardwaren til å fungere.
Yeah. Some OS is Windows.
Nogen Windows.
Some is Linux.
Linux.
Yeah. Some is Apple. Mac. Yeah.
Mm.
The various OS systems.
Der forskjellige
depending on the product that you've bought.
Det avhenger av det produktet du har kjøpt.
But without the OS, you can't. The hardware can't work.
Men uten operasjonssystemet så kan hardwaren ikke virke.
Yeah, it's the operational system. It's the brains behind the computer.
Det litt hjernen bak computeren.
Tak? Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Now, when I remember in I think it was 97, 98, Windows had a new OS coming in, a new operational system.
Had the Windows a new nytt operation?
Windows 97, I think it was. I mean, and I had not long got a computer, and they said they started to advertise that you had to have an upgrade.
At du måtte oppgradere.
They were doing a new operational system was coming online.
Det skulle være en nytt operativsystem
som kom.
So your
old
so the gamle
operational system was no longer going to be able to work with the new system.
So the gamle kom ikke lenger til å virke med.
So you had to do one of two things.
Du måtte velge.
You had to get rid of your old computer and get a new one.
For en ny computer.
Or upgrade the software.
Oppgradere softwaren.
So that you could work your computer.
Så at du kunne jobbe på datamaskinen din.
I remember when that happened.
Ja, husker når det skjedde.
I was upset.
Because
I just bought a computer.
Jeg har kjøpt en datamaskin.
And all of a sudden now I needed to upgrade.
Og nå måtte jeg oppgradere.
Otherwise I couldn't use the computer I just bought.
Ellers kunne jeg ikke kjøpe den datamaskinen jeg akkurat har kjøpt.
Okay? Yeah? Good. All right. So the kingdom of God,
Guds rike,
is the operational system of heaven.
Er operativsystemet til himmelen.
It's the OS of heaven.
Det er OS til himmelen.
And before Windows introduced Windows 97 to the marketplace,
og før at Windows introduserte Windows 97 til omverden,
they started to market or advertise Windows 98.
Så begynte de å reklamere for Windows 98.
They started to tell people.
Da begynte de å fortelle folk.
Windows 98 is coming.
Nå kommer Windows 98.
You need an upgrade.
Du må oppgradere.
The hardware won't work.
Hardwaren vil ikke virke lenger.
You need to change your computer.
Du må endre din datamaskin.
If you don't get an upgrade,
hvis du ikke får en oppgradering,
your hardware won't work.
Da vil din hardware ikke virke.
John the Baptist,
Johannes,
was advertising.
Han reklamerte.
The new OS.
For det nye operativsystemet.
Called the Kingdom of Heaven.
Som heter Guds rike.
And he says, the Kingdom of Heaven.
Han sa, Guds rike
is coming.
Kommer.
You have to repent.
Du må omvende deg.
Repent means to change your mind.
Omvende betyr å endre på din tankemåte.
Change the way you're thinking.
Tenke på måten du tenker på.
Because the new operational system,
for det nye operativsystemet,
will not be compatible with the hardware.
Med hardwaren, med datamaskinen.
So you need an upgrade.
Så du trenger en oppgradering.
I don't have it.
Jeg har ikke det.
But I'm advertising that it's coming.
Men jeg reklamerer for at det kommer snart.
When Jesus came,
da Jesus kom,
Jesus says, I have the new software.
Da sa Jesus, jeg har det nye software.
And he introduced the kingdom of heaven,
og så introduserte han
which
Guds
is God's
rike,
way of thinking,
som Guds måte å tenke på.
For this life,
for dette livet,
a new way of thinking,
en ny måte å tenke på.
Old things must pass away.
Det gamle må ta slutt.
If you try to integrate the old software with the new software, it's incompatible.
Det ikke kompatibelt.
And the result is you will get viruses.
Og resultatet vil bli at du vil få virus.
This making sense?
Gir det mening?
This is what happens. This is why we spill our water.
It's because
we have old operational systems.
Vi gammelt operativsystem.
Trying to work with the new OS.
Operativsystem.
So you have to present your mind.
Som du presenterer din hjerne.
Every day.
Hver dag.
For renewal.
For å bli fornyet.
Make sense?
Gjør det mening?
So the reality is, it's not that you're not a new creation.
Ikke at du ikke en ny skapning.
It's that you've got to get the software upgrade.
Nei, du må ha en software oppgradering.
You have to get it upgraded, and every day,
og hver dag,
on your computer,
på din datamaskin,
a little window pops up.
Et lite vindu.
It says updates available.
Update er ledig.
Does it happen?
Skjer det noen gang?
And what do you do?
Og hva gjør du?
Press X.
Prøver kryss.
Because you don't have time.
For du har ikke tid akkurat nå.
For the upgrade today.
For du har ikke tid til oppgradere akkurat i dag.
Is that what you do?
Det dere gjør, ja.
This is what Jesus says to us. He says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by the words that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Guds ord.
That's the word proceedeth is a continual tense.
At et ord som kommer frem.
That means every day,
at hver dag,
God sends updates.
Da sender han oppdateringer.
Just like in the wilderness,
akkurat som I ørkenen,
when the Israelites were wandering,
de gikk rundt,
and they were hungry,
og de var sultne,
and God rained down manna from heaven.
Og da fikk Gud å regne ned manna fra himmelen.
Is that what he did? Every day.
Hver dag.
Is that what he did? But only enough for the day.
Men bare akkurat passelig for dagen.
Because yesterday's bread is not sufficient for today.
Gårsdagens brød ikke nok for I dag.
Come on, I'm saying something to you. Yesterday's bread,
gårsdagens brød,
is not sufficient
ikke nok
for today.
For I dag.
So God bakes fresh bread.
Så derfor baker Gud fersk brød hver dag.
He provides fresh bespoke revelation for you every single day. Unfortunately, most of us miss breakfast in the mornings.
Vi glemmer frokost på morgenen.
And breakfast is the best meal of the day.
Beste måltid på dagen.
We cannot afford to miss breakfast.
Vi har ikke råd til at
we cannot afford to miss your daily updates. Because it's how you live. And if you keep pressing X,
hvis du fortsætter med at
trykke kryds, you're opening up your life,
der åbner du op dit liv,
to viruses.
Til virusser.
Does this make sense?
Giver det mening? Ja.
So you are no longer a sinner.
Så du er ikke længere
saved
en
by
sønner.
Grace. That's not who you are anymore.
Du er ikke en sønner, som er frelst af nåde.
You are now.
Du er nu
the righteousness of God.
Guds retfærdighed.
That's who you are.
Det er den du er.
That's how God sees you.
Det er sådan, slik Gud ser dig.
It's your new identity.
Det er en ny identitet.
You are a new creation.
Ny skapning.
The old things passed away.
Det gamle er væk.
Behold, all things have become new.
Alt er blevet nyt.
You don't need to do anything.
Du trænger ikke gøre noget.
You are by identification.
Du er
the righteousness of God.
Guds retfærdighed.
You don't have to act anyway to prove that you are righteous.
Du trænger ikke at bevise at du er.
To anyone.
Til nogen.
You are righteous because God calls you righteous.
Du er retfærdig for Gud kalder dig retfærdig.
This is lovely, isn't it amazing?
Det er fantastisk.
This is the way our Father loves us. Look, so when we go in this world, going back to your point that you made earlier, we go to school and to colleges and to universities.
I den her verden så går vi på skole
og
universitet og på job.
And we have to work for reward,
for en belønning.
We have to earn our grades.
Tjene.
Yes, so if we go to colleges and we study hard, then we do exams. And then at the end of the exams, they say to you, you have this, you have that, you're now, you know, this, you know that. And you graduate with whatever, you know, whatever degrees or that you have.
Og du får bestått eksamen med en bestemt karakter.
That's the way the world thinks.
Det er slik verden tænker.
This is how God thinks.
Det er sådan Gud tænker.
So the first day in the kingdom.
Så første dag i Guds rike.
He gives you your distinction.
Der giver han dig din utnævnelse.
First day.
Første dagen.
Says you are.
Du er.
Passed. You have a PhD.
Du har nu en doktorgrad i.
Right now.
Akkurat nå.
And then he said, but I didn't do anything, God.
Jeg har ikke gjort noget.
And he says, no, I know.
Jeg vet det.
Jesus did it already.
Jesus har gjort det tidligere.
You just have got to accept that you are already passed.
Du må bare acceptere, at du allerede har bestått.
I know that's difficult for us.
Det er veldig vanskelig for os.
Because we want to work our way up.
Vi ønsker at jobbe.
We want to prove to God that we are worthy.
For Gud, at vi er værdige.
We want to prove to people around us that we are righteous.
Ligesom bevise for folk, at vi er
retfærdige. So we have to fast and pray and attend church on a regular basis.
Komme til kirke og.
And then we can say, yes, we deserve the goodness of God.
Fortjener Guds godhed.
You can never do anything to deserve the goodness.
Du kan aldrig gøre nogen ting for at fortjene Guds godhed.
You are not good.
Du er ikke god.
Let's put it this way. You don't experience the goodness of God because you are good.
Oplever ikke Guds godhed fordi du er god.
God is good, that's why you experience the goodness of God.
Gud er god. Det er derfor du oplever Guds godhed.
It's not about you.
Det handler ikke om dig.
It's about him.
Det er om han.
And he has given you and rewarded you.
Han har gitt deg
with everything.
Alt.
Because his son,
fordi hans sønn,
paid for everything.
Har betalt for alt.
So that you could just benefit from
du kan
what he's done.
Av hvad han gjort.
Isn't that great? What I don't have to, all I've got to do is just accept it.
Alt jeg trænger gjøre er acceptere det.
I don't need to do anything. I just
jeg
need to
gjøre nogen ting.
It's what for me. For salvation mig, for me is free.
Er gratis.
It wasn't free.
Det var ikke gratis.
Because somebody paid.
Fordi nogen har betalt for det.
But because he paid for it.
Men fordi han har betalt.
I don't need to pay for it.
Der trænger jeg ikke at betale for det.
If you're still striving,
hvis du fremdeles stræber og jobber
for your salvation,
for din frelse,
you are trying to do again what Jesus already did.
Da prøver du å gjøre det som Jesus allerede har gjort.
That makes no sense.
Det gir ikke mening.
What if you have a wealthy friend?
Hvis du har en velhavende venn.
And what's the one of the famous stores here?
The famous what?
Stores.
En berømt butikk.
Okay, so. A wealthy friend.
Okay, en velhavende venn.
Went to that store.
Gikk til en, okay, til en butikk.
Yeah, som, whatever, a superstore.
Like a supermarket?
Yeah, or anything. Yeah,
okay. All right. Say that.
And he gave his card.
Og han ga sitt kreditkort
to the store.
Til butikken.
And told the store.
Og sa til butikken.
That you are coming.
At du kommer.
And that you could get anything you wanted.
Og du kunne få akkurat det du vil ha.
And it was on him.
Og han skulle dekke det.
All right?
Okay. Okay.
So he then says to you, I've given my card to the store.
Så han ga kortet til butikken.
Just go and get what you want.
Og gå og ta, kjøp hva du vil.
What would you do?
Hva vil du gjøre?
What would you do? Would you not go to the store? Who would go to the store? So some
hvem,
people would go.
Hvem har lyst til å gå til butikken da?
So he's okay. This is free. Let me just emphasize this to you. He's paid for everything.
Han har betalt for alt allerede.
So all you have to do is go to the store.
Er gå til butikken.
This is what the word gospel means.
Det forgot til være sant.
The word gospel means
det
too good to be true.
Evangeliet betyr.
It's too good to be true. Sant. It can't be. But this is exactly what he's done.
Men det akkurat det han har gjort.
He paid for everything.
Han har betalt for alt.
And then says to you,
han sier til deg,
go and shop.
Gå og handle.
So if you still go to the store,
så hvis du fremdeles går til butikken,
with your card,
med ditt kort,
you are silly.
Da du litt tåpelig.
Because you don't need it.
Du trenger ikke det.
He's paid for it.
Han har betalt for det.
He paid for your salvation.
Han har betalt for din frelse.
He paid for your healing.
Han har betalt for din
helbredelse. He paid for your breakthrough.
Ditt gjennombrudd.
He paid for your joy.
Betalt for din glede.
He paid for your peace.
Betalt for din fred.
He paid for you to be restored to the Father.
Han har betalt for at du kan bli restaurert tilbake til faren.
And all you have to do,
alt du trenger å gjøre,
is believe it.
Er tro på det.
And receive it.
Og ta imot det.
Do you believe it?
Tror du på det?
So when the enemy comes,
så når fienden kommer,
he will try to tell you,
da vil han prøve å fortelle deg,
that you still have to pay,
at du fremdeles trenger å betale,
that you're not good enough,
at du ikke er god nok,
that you, he is defeated,
men han
and he is a liar,
begeistert, og han en løgner,
and the father of lies. But how many times do we listen to him and believe him?
Tror vi ikke på han og hører på han?
And we judge ourselves.
Og så dømmer vi oss selv.
And we become condemned.
Og da blir vi fordømt.
Because we did something. We spilled a little water on the way.
Vi sølte litt vann på veien.
And because of that, he'll tell you, you're not good enough.
Og så vil du få fortalt,
you're no son of God.
Du ikke en sønn
av Gud. You're no daughter of God.
Du ikke Guds datter.
You're a failure.
Du en fiasko.
And we listen to him.
Vi hører på det.
But he's a liar.
Men han en løgner.
Because from the first day
that
I became a son and daughter of the Father,
når du ble en sønn og datter av faren,
he said to us,
da sa han til oss,
you are my child,
du mitt barn,
and I'm pleased with you.
Og jeg har behag i deg.
Yes. Oh, we're over time. Okay. Sure. No problem. Father, thank you.
Tusen takk.
For your love.
For din kjærlighet.
You so loved us.
Du har så elsket oss.
We thank you for your paying the price.
Tak fordi du har betalt prisen.
Through your blood, Jesus.
Gjennom ditt blod, Jesus.
So that we could live
slik vi kan
the abundant life.
I et liv I overflod.
We are the righteousness of God.
Vi Guds rettferdighet.
We are now new creations.
Akkurat nå, nye skapninger.
Old things have passed away.
Alt blitt nytt.
And all things have become new.
Alt blitt nytt.
Father, as we go to lunch now,
når vi nå skal spise,
and we feed our bodies,
og vi gir energi til vår kropp.
Thank you for feeding our spirits.
Tak fordi du gir oss ernæring til vår ånd.
With life-giving words.
Med ditt livgivende ord.
May every word that you spoke to us today.
Med hvert ord som blitt talt til oss I dag.
Go deep down.
Gå dypt ned.
Into the soil of our hearts.
Ned I den gode jorden I vår hjerte.
And produce a harvest.
Og produsere en høst.
Of blessing.
Av velsignelse.
Of glory.
Av herlighet,
of breakthrough,
av gjennombrud,
of revival,
av vekkelse,
of passion,
av passion,
in our lives,
I vår liv.
In Jesus' name,
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.